Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Well, we're going to continue talking about what the preacher must do according to 2 Timothy 2:15. In that well-known text that says, "Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." And basically, there are two things set before us in this text about what preachers must do if they're going to be approved by God. Number one, they must be zealous to seek God's approval. And number two, they must be diligent to pursue excellent workmanship. Now that's it in a nutshell. We'll come back and look at it a little more carefully after I welcome you to this Wednesday, January 12 edition of the Beacon Broadcast, and remind you that we are dependent upon the financial gifts of God's people to remain on this and other stations. All right, the first part of the verse says, "Be diligent to present yourself approved to God." Or as the old King James says, "Study to show yourself approved unto God." A word that means be zealous, be earnest, desire, endeavor, give diligence to be approved to God, before God. And the whole idea is that you've got to keep this before you at all times and be working earnestly for that approval. Keeping in mind that we are Christ's servant and it is His approval that we seek. It is Christ that we are serving, not others, and it is His approval that we seek, not others. This is telling us that as preachers, number one, we are not to seek to please ourselves. That's what comes naturally. That's what comes easily. That's what comes if we are not diligent to seek God's approval. We will just instinctively seek to please ourselves in so many little ways that we may not even recognize if we are not giving diligence to present yourselves approved to God, if you are not studying to be approved of God. We will seek to please ourselves if we are not intentionally resisting that and intentionally cultivating a mindset of pleasing the one that saved us, the one who called us, the one who equipped us, the one who commissioned us, the one who sent us, the one whose servant we are. We need to think of ourselves like a servant in those olden days when people had servants. And what did a servant do? If he was a good servant, he made it his business to please his master. As simple as that. If pleasing your master was your highest priority, you were a good servant. And if it wasn't, then you are a bad servant. And even though we don't have servants today, the same thing is true with employees. A good employee is one who makes it his first priority to please his boss, to please his manager, to please his owner, to please the one he's working for. But too many workers, too many employees, make pleasing themselves their first priority. You see, the fact of the matter is, if you will make pleasing your employer your first priority, you will benefit from that. You will gain from that. Maybe not immediately, maybe not always, because your employer isn't God, and he doesn't always know what's going on. And what you're going to do also is irritate a lot of your fellow employees who are seeking to please themselves, And if you are too zealous in pleasing the one you work for, you're going to make them look bad. And so they're going to try to stop you. They're going to try to harm you. They're going to try to defame you. They're going to try to do a lot of things to sidetrack your simply doing what a good employee is supposed to do. You're simply doing what a good Christian is supposed to do. It's not easy being a Christian anything. It's not easy being a Christian employee. But the goal is to please your employer. That's your first priority. Accept that there really is a higher priority, and that is to please Christ. Your highest priority is to please Christ, just like the minister's highest priority is to please Christ. But to please Christ, you must make pleasing your employer your highest priority, except in any matter in which your employer's desires would run counter to the Word of God. And then your highest priority is always to please Christ. We must please God rather than man. So if your employer is requiring you to lie, to cheat, to steal, to be unethical, then you can't do that. Then you're going to have to displease your employer and take the consequences. His dissatisfaction with you, his irritation with you, his unhappiness with you. He can always find others, I'm sure, who will do the sinful things that he wants employees to do. But if you're a Christian, you can't do that. But short of that, you ought to be the best employee in the business, because you are seeking to please him, not yourself. You are not lazy. I know an awful lot of workers whose highest goal seems to be to get by with as little work as possible. And some of them are very good at it. They have studied, to use the old King James word, they have studied how to avoid work, but to look like they're working. I heard one situation like that described the other day by somebody who worked in a large factory, a large plant in another state. And he said he got so irritated, he finally quit and went and started his own business because he just couldn't take the culture in that plant. But he said he talked to a number of people who bragged about the fact that of how many days they've been able to work without doing any work. Everybody in that particular plant, every man had a toolbox, and he brought either, I don't know if he brought his own or it was supplied to him, but men bragged about how many days they had been able to work without opening their toolbox. Can you imagine that? And they would do it by looking like they were busy, going to get a part or to get something else, and just basically walking from one end of the plant to the other so that they looked like they were on an errand. They looked like they were doing something. They looked like they were busy when they were actually avoiding work. So they managed to figure out a way where it looked like they were doing work when they were doing no work, and they thought it was hilarious. I have worked, one man told him, I have worked 53 days without opening my toolbox. Bragging about it, pleased with himself about it, getting paid a very good hourly wage and benefits for doing nothing, contributing nothing to the company, and somehow thinking that's good. That's wicked. That's sinful. But that's the way a lot of people think. Well, Christian, you can't think that way anymore if you ever did. You've got to make pleasing Christ your highest priority, and if you are an employer, an employee of someone else, you've got to make your highest priority, your second highest priority, I should say, your highest priority under serving Christ as your highest priority, you've got to make pleasing your employer your highest priority. It's not to please yourself. It's not to please others. We have a strong desire to please others, to be liked by others, to be well thought of by others. On the job, that's where we cave in to this peer pressure. If I work hard and am diligent and honest and hardworking, like I know I ought to be as a Christian, then I'm not going to be liked by the other employees, so I can't do that. I'd like to do that, but I can't do that because I can't risk being disliked by the others. Why not? Why not? Because your highest priority is pleasing Christ, and you're going to give an account to Him someday. And if you make pleasing others more important than pleasing Christ, then you not only will not be a good employee to your employer, you will not be a good Christian. You will not be a good servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will not receive a good commendation when you stand before Christ and give an account. We think, perhaps, that our desire to please others is less self-centered than seeking to please ourselves. I'm not trying to please myself, but yes, sometimes I confess I do seek to please others more than I should. I'm more of a man-pleaser than I ought to be, but you see, being a man-pleaser, to please others, is really a less obvious form of being self-centered. The reason you seek to please others is that others may like you, that they may applaud you. You can't stand the idea that somebody might not think well of you. It's really pleasing yourself. It's a self-centered desire that disguises itself because you are seeking to please others. And so you can actually convince yourself that what you're really doing is serving others. You are other-centered. You're not selfish. You're concerned about others. And ministers can do the same thing. And we're talking about ministers here. The minister's first requirement is to be zealous to seek God's approval. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God. And sometimes we are more interested in pleasing men, pleasing our congregation, than we are in pleasing Christ, but we can deceive ourselves into thinking that that is a high motive, that is a good thing. I am just simply trying to please these people. I'm serving them. So you say, but if serving them means that you are not being diligent, you are not being faithful, you are not being true to Christ and telling and ministering to your congregation according to their needs more than according to their desires, giving them what they need even when it's what they don't like, because if you give them what they don't like, then they're not going to like you, and that makes it uncomfortable for you and might even put your job in jeopardy. So you're going to bend to their desires and convince yourself that you are serving them, but unfortunately, what you're really doing is serving yourself. Now, in pleasing Christ, you will please others whose highest priority is pleasing Christ. You will please the most spiritually minded members of your congregation, no doubt, if you are truly making serving Christ your first priority. But you will also inevitably displease many other members of the congregation who are too carnally minded. So what is it going to be? Please Christ or please others, which is a way of pleasing yourself? Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.